I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
Good. How's it going?
Going good, going good. A lot of new things happening here behind the scenes. We have a lot. We're going to start launching things pretty soon, and I'm very excited for the things that we're bringing to you. This year is going to be a lot of new.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, for sure.
We have a new show that's going to be on the podcast forum, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Talk about that a little bit tomorrow as we start to set that feature up for next week. And everything's starting to move. Mm-hmm. So those in the Stress Mastery community, get ready. You guys are doing great in there. And everybody keep supporting each other, because we're going to talk today a little bit about what is unity consciousness. How do we connect unity consciousness? So you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Anything you want? David, are you yawning into the mic, literally?
No, you not have known unless you said something.
If you don't say anything, Bill, nobody will ever know.
No video. So
so this week our topic is Unity and Connection. Thursday, we're going to discuss what is it to connect to unity consciousness. So as we discussed this week, unity is a state of being united or joined as a whole. Consciousness is a state of being. This is the energy, vibration, frequency one holds at any given moment. Unity consciousness is about connecting and being in our heart. When we consciously move into our heart, the creation mind, we create unity as a human being. This is unity with one, conscious mind control of the cage mind head, two, conscious connection to the creation mind heart, and three, moving into objective reality, finding the now, creating integrity of behavior in the mastermind. So do you understand what, when you hear the word unity consciousness, do you understand what it's about?
Yeah. And, you know, it was something I would say I thought I understood but never experienced. But now I think I have a good experience with unity consciousness now.
So when I what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this episode rather personal. I'm going to go a little deep the other way. So when I was researching this week out, right, and I wanted to do a show on unity consciousness, I've talked in the past episodes. I mean, this had to be, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of episodes ago. I talked the difference between unity consciousness and dual consciousness, right? And whether the ego or you're connected to the false self or the true self. So when I was, you know, looking at this and I Googled unity consciousness, you get a lot of results on psychological results, spiritual results on how to create unity consciousness. And these results are telling you all about what unity consciousness is, but they're failing to be honest with you. They're not honest in how and instructive how to attain this unity. They tell you meditate. And this will create that lasting state of unity connection. Well, the fact is, I know many very good meditators who live in stress, fear, and wanting. They can meditate, but they don't have unity consciousness. Others tell you to go pray and worship. Now, how many who do this live in unity consciousness, head, heart, and hand? Not a lot. You were a big churchgoer. You know that. Yeah. They tell you to love your neighbor. How's this working out for humanity? Create unity consciousness. Exactly. Then there's science. There's science of unity consciousness. And you talk about self-realization. You get into yoga. You get into Kriya. You get into ayahuasca, microdosing, psychedelics, even tapping. They were talking about that's how you create unity consciousness. Now, with all this information, David, at our fingertips, this planet should be a nirvana with all the woke people inhabiting it. But it's not. Mm-hmm. Why?
Nobody understands it.
It's the truth. It's the absolute truth. We talk about these things. We act like we know these things. We create memes about these things, but we don't know what it is. So allow me to take it upon myself to tell you the truth. The reason we don't live in unity consciousness, which is connected head, heart, and hand, is because we are at war and society is soft. It's the truth. This is going to be an episode of truth. Remember, to create change, you need your big why. We talk about it all the time. Every personal development teacher, every spiritual teacher, you got to have your big why, right? Why do you want it? We call it the spark. It puts your light on top of your mountain. You got to know your why, correct?
Yeah.
So you want to know why you desire something, but you also need to understand and know your little why. So you have the big why on the mountain, but the little why is the reason you don't have what you want. So connecting to unity consciousness is easy, people. Take control of your conscious mind. Rule over your ego. It's that simple. And this is the truth. That's the truth. Rule over your ego. You go into unity consciousness automatically. So every time an individual rises in their habitual state, a rise in your habitual state is a rise in energy or consciousness. So how do you move your habitual state? You self-author your mind. How do we do this? You have to let go of the old programmed identity, ego, and you need to self-author a new identity, but you must master the ego, allowing you to control the head, which connects to the heart, and it gives you the ability to respond in objective reality with the hand of integrity of behavior. This is when you control what you say, what you do, and who you become, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that it's huge. I think a lot of people are not willing to deal with that uncomfortableness that comes with dealing with the ego and dealing with conflict head on and finding a resolution rather than just burying their head in the sand or blaming everybody else. I do think that's a massive problem. And I think that's why everybody so-called is woke or deals with it differently, because they have their own way with dealing with it, but not actually having a resolution to it.
And that's why lives don't change, yeah. Right? So we could talk about all these spiritual things and all this love. You got to love and fear and all. You got to understand it, because that's the small why that's really driving your current reality. So let's say you want more fulfilling career. You want more money. You want to lose weight, be healthy. You want expansion relationships. You want unity consciousness. Question, why, if this is what you want, don't you have it? That's the question. That's the small why. And the answer is because you are soft. You're weak, you're undisciplined, and you prefer to live a life of struggle and suffering instead of it. Wow. Just lost half my audience, but I'm asking you, please stay with me.
Yeah.
You're with me, Dave? Yeah. Because that's the truth. You don't want to hear the truth. What I'm telling you is absolutely the truth. And as Jack Nicholson's character in A Few Good Men stated, you can't handle the truth. See, we want the truth. We want the answers. As long as those answers and the truth is warm and fuzzy and makes us feel good. But I'm sorry. All that cuddly bullshit is a lie. I'm telling you from personal experience of transformation, it's a lie. So allow me to explain if you're still listening. If you desire, Dave, they can see you cracking up.
It's just me and you now on the podcast.
Yes, it's just me and you. It's just me and you having a conversation now, right? If you desire to change, that means you desire to have those states of love, joy, and peace. You desire unity consciousness, and this is what you want. You have to ask yourself, what stops you from having what you want? What is it? And the answer is the ego. It's the ego. Trust me, we are all at war. And the battle is with the ego. So I'll give you an example of what this looks like. The other day I had a workout with my son-in-law, Kevin. So we start training at 4 a.m. I get up at 2:30 a.m. The night before this particular workout, I did not sleep at all. No reason. It wasn't like anything bothering me. Sometimes those things happen to me. I get those energetic spikes. You lived with me for a while. You would see that would happen. So I meditated for a few hours. I did yoga nidra. I think I nodded off around 1:30 a.m. The alarm goes off and the war and the first battle begins. You each have a battle raging in your head the moment you wake up. This is the war between the ego and you. And it's a war. Now, Barry is my ego. Barry was very activated. Tell it, you can't train. Call it off. You need sleep. You're so tired. You're going to get hurt. Now, this is war. So, to win a war, you must understand your opponent. I understand my opponent, and I put Barry in his place. So I let go, but then I took my supplements. I got in my shower, did my routine. I did my tapping, my stress mastery tapping, and I let go. And I got out, put some motivating videos on, got dressed, and headed to the gym. Battle won. Now, but this is a war. So, and you win a war by winning battles. Barry lost, but he had a wonderful surprise waiting for him at the gym. Kevin's ego is Bobby. Bobby met Barry at the door, and it just happened to be Kevin also did not sleep the night before. It was a weird situation. And Barry, my ego, was excited. He now had support troops coming to fight the next battle. So Barry, in my head, was in hyper mode. Oh, tell him you didn't sleep either. Tell him you didn't sleep either. No, I shot back. This is me talking to myself. No. And I just got quiet. As Kevin kept on and on, his ego just kept on and on the story. Oh, I didn't sleep. You know, I don't know why I did this. And he's giving me a whole story about how he didn't sleep. Barry is talking to me. Well, just take the day off. You can go home, get a few hours sleep. That way you can always make it up. Again, no. And I told him, literally, shut the F up. Now, I didn't say it out loud. I'm saying it to my ego, right? But now what happened is I did not talk. I did not say a word in that workout. I prepared to go to battle. During the workout, I made Barry my bitch. I did more weight and more intensity than usual. Not only did I lift more weight, I repped it. Barry wanted to shut me down, so I intentionally took it all to another level. This is how you win the war. Now, Kevin knew nothing about this. He knew nothing that I had not said. I didn't say a word. He just had this look of awe on his face because I said, put another plate on, put another plate. He just looked at me. And the next day, I noticed when I check Kevin's, he sends me his stuff because I'm also his coach. He sends me his stuff and I noticed he only did 30 minutes of cardio the next day, right? He's supposed to do 60. I then met him at the gym. I told him about the battle the day before. And I told him, I didn't talk with you that workout because I did not want Bobby, his ego, to give Barry fuel. See, my day of the battle, I had to adjust, get a couple breaks in because I hadn't slept, and I knew I needed to recover. And it happened just to be the one day I work late too, to 8 p.m. And that's the only day I work late. And I had to wake up at 2:30 in the morning the next day. So the war for me continued throughout the day after the workout. Barry telling me to stop, me telling him to literally F off. I'm not kidding you. Now I'm by myself. I'll say it out loud. I'll literally tell him to fuck off out loud. And because he wants me to stop. And this is how you become hard. This creates unity consciousness. Because when I do that, this doesn't allow the ego to win. This is a war you must fight each day. The moment I shut Barry down, I connect to my heart. I now have conscious mind control. Now, for Kevin, he got lost all day. So if you're doing cardio and you have to do it for 60 minutes, why would you stop at 30? Because his ego told him how tired he was. And he struggled all day long with it. Why? Because Bobby, his ego, won the battles. And that means Bobby starts to win the war. Do you understand this? I know you do understand this. Do you want to explain it from your point of this?
Yeah, it's interesting because that was something I didn't think about for a long time until I started to notice that little that back and forth battle to win that war. It always started with the snooze. That was like the first one that I didn't put much emphasis on. I mean, what's another 5 minutes? Once I did that, I realized how my day snowballed the opposite way of how I wanted. Like, it felt like I had to pull the e-brake harder than ever to just slow Nelson, my ego, down to try to catch up. And most times, I wouldn't. My diet probably fell off. I was behind on work. I could miss my workouts. With the last year, you know, where there was no, I can't miss, like you said, it made me hard. When that thing came off, I used to just hit it. But I was awake. I'm like, oh, and I'll be there. Go ahead. Say everything you want. But you're not going to get me to press that button. The moment I got up, it was like a boom, mark one down for my win category. And I realized yes. It always went my direction. It wasn't always easy. But the moment I did let my ego win, it's like it shuffled the direction in the way that he wanted rather than the way I wanted. And it's funny that you yell at it. I start to like laugh, you know, when you laugh at a bully and they're trying to come at you and it just makes it more upset to hear the things that come out after. I'm kind of like chuckling because like you really tried this out. Like you're learning a new one today, huh? It's an all day constant battle. That's why I think when people are like, oh, I let go once today, I'm like, you lost that war today.
Because it's battles. You don't win. There's no war won without individual battles. And if you want to get connected to unity consciousness, you got to connect to the heart. The only way you can do that is you have to have conscious mind control. The ego can't be dictating what you're doing. You can't be in fear and have unity. It's impossible. And we live in times where people are soft. I'm sorry. Just look at our society. They're soft. They're weak. They're undisciplined. Just look how people whine and they complain and they lose their battles every day to attain unity. Yet, I know people want to change because it's evident with personal development, wellness, and the spiritual industry making billions, soon trillions of dollars, to tell you how to get what you want. But you will never get it. The only reason you won't get it is because you're soft. You heard David say that. It makes you hard because it makes you disciplined. So it happens when somebody's trying to help you. So I had a client the other day. We were putting together their diet and exercise plan, right? And I was shocked by how soft they were. Now, I'm not telling this to the client because they'll get offended, you know? But I could see how soft they were. Now, this is a very successful individual, but they struggle with their weight and has had medical issues, right? So as I put the menu together, they're telling me what, they're dictating what they want to do. No, no, no. You're asking me to help you. Your blood work says this. This is where you are. This is what you need to do. And they were having trouble. I explained a trick for breakfast. And the first thing they said, I tried that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So guess what? You ain't changing, right? And do I have to eat the same thing every day? Yes, this is what's going to help you change. What do I do when I have to travel? I can't do this. Exactly. And when it came to exercise, it was another battle. I can't do this. I can't do that. Or this is this. And the ego is winning the battle before they even started. And the history will always show if the ego is winning the war with the individual. Because if you've tried things and failed and tried things and failed, guess what? You're losing the war. And you don't win a war without winning the battles. And the battles are in those moments. And so I can see resistance when you work with, when you coach long enough, you see it. And the thing is, you pretty much unfortunately know they're going to fail. Now, as a coach, I never want anybody to fail. But I also realize that I can't make them hard. I can give them the techniques. I can give them the tools. I can give them accountability. I can give them support. But they're the ones that have to get up and not hit the snooze button.
Yeah.
They're the ones that got to get up and eat the meal. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that got to go to the gym. They're the ones that got to do the Green Focus Power. They're the ones that have to set the goals. They're the ones that have to execute, not me. And if you can't get hard, you stay in your soft routine. You think that your soft routine is nice, right? Because it's your actual set routine. Unfortunately, that's why you're stressed out, because it's not what you want. Because if you wanted it, you would be in unity. Yeah. you would be connected. You'd be at peace. That's what happens to people. And this is when we're talking unity consciousness, you're not going to get unity consciousness unless you understand the little why. And then you have to get hard. Mm-hmm. I think David Goggins calls it being a savage. And he goes, I'm not putting people down when I say that they have to be a savage. It means exactly what we're talking about. It means driving through resistance when your mind's telling you you can't or you don't want to, and you do it anyways. That's becoming hard.
Yeah.
And if you can't get hard, you won't change. So any comments? Let's talk about what things you have to do to do this, but what are your thoughts so far?
Yeah, I think that's the important part that a lot of people are missing, because one of the biggest things I see Vanessa getting questions on, and I'm not sure if this is more like a lot of the females are asking this, but she asks me all the time about it, is they always ask her, like, how do I stay motivated? And I tell them, you're not going to. It's the discipline. It's that being hard that's going to get you through it. It's not...
Very good, David.
It's not being motivated. This has gotten boring, hard, tiring, upsetting, hurtful. I mean, you name all the negative adjectives you could think of, it has happened. But motivating has not been all of it. You get spikes of it, you know, my diet change is cool, training change is cool, shows coming up cool. But when it gets hard, motivation is not going to get you through it. It's that discipline.
Motivation will never do it.
Connecting to every why you have to get to the other side is how you're going to do it. So I think that's a good tool for everybody, but I did see a lot of messages that Vanessa was getting for that.
Yeah, and it's the truth, because if you're always motivated, we're in February now. How many people are accomplishing the resolutions? How many people quit? How many people never started?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to live on motivation. You got to create the motivation. When you get hard, you create your own motivation. Yeah. That's what I had to do that morning. I had to create my own motivation. But more importantly, I had to have the awareness not to allow somebody to steal my conscious mind, which would be Barry. But I couldn't allow Kevin to feed it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't talk that day. And I didn't tell him why I didn't talk. I just went to work. Put my headphones on, went to work, didn't talk, just got him through the workout. Now, in Kevin's situation, he's going to go through the workout because he's with me. That's not being hard. All you have to do is show up. Yeah, the workouts are hard, but you have to show up. I'm not going to let you. Now, imagine if that happened, and it has happened, and I don't have a training partner, I'm still going to the gym.
Yeah.
If it happened to Kevin, where he didn't sleep and he didn't have me, he isn't working out. Kevin and I had this conversation. No way he's going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't sleep, there's no way he's going to the gym.
Yeah.
You see, because he's not hard yet. I hope that's my goal for him, is to make him hard. Because to be hard, if you want to learn how to get there, the solution is just do what you're instructed to do and stop whining and putting up obstacles. In other words, take the battle to the ego. And this will connect unity consciousness of head, heart, and hand. We live in a culture of want, and the ego runs the world. Make no mistake about it. And we can only way to take the world back and make it ours is to get hard and win the battles. This means dealing with your fears, dealing with your history, and getting hard to bring conflict and problems to resolution. If your life isn't everything you desire, if you are not in the process of attaining what you desire, it's because you're effing soft. No other reason, people. Sorry, you are a wimp, you're a coward, and you are losing those day-to-day, moment-to-moment battles, and trust me, your life will show it. You don't have to tell me. Nobody has to tell me their discipline. I can look at them, talk to them. Oh, I know where they are at. So now, David, let me come back to my loving, caring, cuddly self, okay? Let me put my altered David Goggins over here and come back to my cuddly, because the person talking right now is a person you guys know. It's the person Brett knows. It's the person you know. It's for, that's me. Mm-hmm. But I do care, and I'm cuddly and I'm kind. And let's talk about creating unity consciousness, okay? Let me put some love out there. So the planet and all humanity, as we've been talking, is moving into unity consciousness. This is the transition. This is a natural evolution of man advancing their mind. And this third wave, you cannot resist. You can try to ignore it. Or if you want to leave the valley and start climbing the mountain, the decision's yours. You got a choice. You can resist it, ignore it, or you can start to climb the mountain. So if you feel something nudging you, inspiring you, that spark to do something, it's really important for you to jump in. Or you can ignore your spark and settle in and work to make others happy, get that want of approval, the want to belong. You can live on social media, binge watch TV, drink, eat, and drug. All to quiet the still voice, to quiet the shrill voice, and allow that ego to run your life. Or you could ignore that nudge, that spark, and do your best to be just okay. People ask, how you doing? I'm okay. Everything's okay. You know, really, that's it. It's okay? You okay with that? That's your life? In life, man, life to me is amazing. The meeting we had in business today is amazing, the stuff that we have coming. It's exciting. And I'm 61. Yeah. How many people my age? I see all the people on Facebook that went to school and be retiring. Why? What are you going to do? What happens? What is your plan for retirement? Do nothing? Boy, that's soft. Just going to say, and I'm talking spiritually now. You get soft. The body gets soft. The mind gets soft. The spirit's disconnected. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that ability to overcome and see that end goal without the hurt or the trials or the challenges in between is what is going to make it better. I think for like me and you and a lot of people, we see what the challenge is going to be. You know, we don't try to avoid it. We don't try to maneuver around it. We try to hit it head first. And I think that's why when so many people are like, well, life is blindsided me. Like, yeah, you were looking at it. You took your eyes off of it. You know, no crap. Exactly. Of course it's going to blindside you because you decided to not pay attention yes. to it. And now when it's back in your face, you're like, oh, why me? Well, you had an option, you know, a year ago to deal with this or a week ago or whatever. And I think that's a part that's going to be a hard realization, is that go back and look at all the stuff that you know you're supposed to be, you know, facing head on, and look how close it got to you now. Because then it's like when you took your eyes off and you're running and you're running and you're running. Like, oh, I think I'm getting far. Nobody looks back. But when you look back, you see how close all those things are creeping up to having to deal with again. Now that's a good thing. It becomes your opportunity to get hard and deal with it, or try to run even harder. But doing that's yep. not the life you want. That's why you're so
short. You're a cow. You're a cow running from the storm, yeah. and the storm's going to keep chasing you. You want to be the bison, that buffalo, and run straight into the storm. You get out of the storm faster. That's how you do it. And I would say the fast track, if I had to give somebody, give me a fast track, you know, there's no hacks or anything, but what's a fast track to create this shift of consciousness, to create that unity consciousness? The fast track is to do something that's going to really challenge you. That really is going to put you to a test. That, and it, I'm telling you, pain is your teacher. And something that you're going to have to deal with, the pain. Pain can be physical. Pain can be mental. Pain can be emotional. Yet pain can only be held by the ego. That's the battle. When you face that, you get out of pain. That's how you become hard. You know, if you want to get unity hard, you have to face it. Do something challenging that's going to challenge every fiber of your being. And go after it and don't quit till you get it. You'll never be the same. And this could be physical, a marathon, a bodybuilding show, a fitness competition, an ultra, whatever it is. It could be mental, going back to school, get a degree. I don't care how old you are. Go get another degree. Mark Middleston went back to school at age 50 and got a degree in psychology. Go do something that'll stretch you, make you have to work, make you doubt yourself so much that everybody tells you it's impossible. You can't do this for one reason or another. That's what you want to do. Now, if you decide to get hard, I'm talking unity hard, you'll have to put your ego in its place. You'll have to change. Bottom line, you will have to change. You can't do things the same way and expect different results. If you decide to get hard, unity hard, you will have to let go. You have to let go of resentment. You'll have to let go of regret. You have to let go. If you decide to get hard, unity hard, you will have to deal with fear all day long. You will have to go through resistance. You'll have to deal with being tired. You'll have to be dealing with being sore. You'll have to move away from toxic relationships. And you'll have to let go of what you think you know. And you have to bring conflict to resolution. You have to. There's no other way to do it. So if you're looking to do something, you have to look, how do I change my routine? David started changing his routine with one thing. Not gonna hit the snooze button. One thing. Because that's a battle. And when you win that battle, then you can win another battle, right? Change your routine. What is holding you back? You know, listen, don't lie to yourself. What is it you want to do and you're not doing it because of something else?
Yeah.
That's in routine. Set your goals, set your plan, and this is a simple thing. Do it. Wow, great advice. That's what you get paid that much money for? You pay those hundreds of thousands of dollars to tell people to do it. It's the truth. Each day, set your intentions. Each day, close your day with clarity and the wins and go into conflict resolution. Fix what's not working and don't quit until things start working. Until you get the life you desire, don't stop. Unity consciousness is your state when you master the ego. That's all it is. All the Googles and those, what was it, 1 billion things I got back from my Google search as I started to look at it is, here's what unity consciousness is. It's the state. It's your vibration, your frequency when you master the ego. Bottom line. That's all you have to focus on. Yeah. You don't have to focus on chanting. You don't have to focus on special diets. You don't have to focus on this. You have to focus on your ego and winning the battles. That's it. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, the only thing get hard. I have on this one that really helped me was tracking metrics and things like that. You know, I told Vanessa, I feel a little run down. I don't know why my throat's a little messed up. But my HRV this morning says I'm ready to go to the gym. So she asked me, are you going? I said, yes, I am. She goes, are you sure? I said, my body's ready. I don't think my mind is. I need to get that right. And she's like, okay. And I know that's how it works because it also goes vice versa where the ego's like, oh, you should relax. You should, you know, the ego could get very comforting too.
Man, and it was loud the other day.
Comforting because it sounds like, you know what? You're right. I do need a rest day. My voice does sound a little messed up. It's like, yeah, it sounds like the logical thing. But then I look at the metric and says, it's not logical. My body says I'm ready to go kick some ass in the gym. So guess what I'm about to go do? It's let's go. And that is something I never would have used before.
The ego's not your friend, people. No. I'm sorry, it's not. You know, until you master it, you know, Barry, I got Barry pretty well mastered. He's still a dick. Telling you, that's who he is. He wants to take control. I had a client the other day, you know, and she moved her exercise day. Well, that's okay, right? I moved it over here because of this and this and this. And I go, well, no. And I was trying to explain to her that you want to get consistency so the body gets used to knowing it's going to train and so your body will recuperate. But again, it's like, okay, you're already screwing with the routine before it's a routine. So you're pretty much going to pretty soon and then it just won't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll go from moving days to not doing it.
Yeah. I'll start next
one. You know, it's always starting somewhere, right? So it's really, you guys, I hope I didn't offend anyone, and if I offended you and it helps you wake up, then I'm glad I offended you, but it's the truth. Stop looking for all these bright lights outside yourself when they're always within. You can't get there from outside. Nobody could take you there. You have to go. And to do that, you got to go to war. And you got to get hard. And you got to win battle as battle and battle as they rise. If I just won one battle, I would have went to the gym and lost the next battle. And then what? See, you got to win. Do I lose battles? Of course I do. Sometimes he gets me. Not that often, but he does. Yeah. So I actually got it written on my board over here. It says F off, Barry. It's just a reminder. Every time I look around, it's just there. It just reminds me. You gotta be tough, guys. You gotta be tough. You gotta harden yourself. You gotta really, really do it right. And doing it right means doing it for you.
Yeah.
Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody, there's no special drug. There's no special meditation. There's no special technique or hack to bring you unity consciousness. It's simply the ability to slow down, move in a still point, and let go and take conscious mind control and awareness and response. That's all it is. It's moving into objective reality.
Yep.
Not hard. Okay, it's not easy. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by like, share, and subscribe. The links are below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.